Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast, and today's episode is pretty special to me. It's been a long time coming with this idea of Dimitri wanting a daughter. Before I get into it, let me get this out the way first. To all you newcomers, if this is your first video, welcome to the house that the lovers built. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast. I was actually, told to start up a podcast because a lot of people took my advice or took my word on a couple different things. And I'm honored, fortunate, blessed, that it can resonate with so many people, help so many people, help heal so many people. Very, very fortunate. So that's where this podcast stems from. If you're new, like, subscribe, comment, let me know you're new. You know what I'm saying? Let's lock in together here. For those returning, thank you again. Thank you as always for the constant support, for the constant engagement. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart, and you know this. I try to tell you in every way possible, and I will continue telling you guys in every way possible. Now, today, like I said, today is a very special episode for me because I've always wanted a daughter. Now, I remember Logan was conceived, right? We did the whole gender reveal thing, and we did like a firework reveal. And I remember like driving to Indiana to get the fireworks or whatever, because Chicago, that shit not legal. But I remember going to the fucking doctor's appointment, and they telling us like, she doing a little ultrasound thing to see the gender, and she wanted to keep her secret. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I bullshit you not. I peaked before we even left the little, ultrasound center we was in. I looked, and I told her I didn't, forgive me for lying. I lied. I looked like a motherfucker. I just so desperately wanted a girl. So badly. So you can imagine, when I walked out of this ultrasound place, and that motherfucker said, oh boy, I didn't know what to do with myself. I was thrown. I was caught off guard. I was shocked like a motherfucker. But in this episode, I aim to tell you why. I love my son. If y'all know, you know me, Logan is a part of me and everything I do. Like, I'm always on his chaperone on his field trips. I know all the kids in his class. I ain't fucking around. Very active father, huh? Very active father. So, Ms. Wiley, get you one of them. You know what I'm saying? That's just who I am as a person. I'm always going to be active, but I never envisioned having a little bitty mini-me. Like, I've never been a man who was like, man, I got to have a junior. Like, I had the opportunity to name Logan after me. I just didn't want to. And I say in the song, Letter to My Best Friend, I gave you your own name because you stronger. I gave you your own because you stronger than this name I claim. And I truly mean that. Like, from the bottom of my heart, like, I'd hate to be like LeBron James Jr., you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of pressure, floating around on that young man, and I didn't want to give my son that same pressure. Not to say I'm LeBron or anything remarkably close, but I hope to be, you know what I'm saying? I hope LeBron know my name one day, but even bigger than knowing my name, even greater than knowing my name, to know my offspring's name, to know Logan's name, come on now. I did my job as a father, and that's all I'm saying. But like I said, I had peaked before we even left the fucking ultrasound center. I had the note in my pocket. She trusted me with it, which is crazy. That was fucking crazy. But I peaked before we left the ultrasound center. I couldn't help it. Man, listen, when I tell y'all I envisioned having a daughter since I was like fucking in third grade. Now, I know I was a kid, talking about having a kid, but that's just what it was. Like, I was coming up with little girl names like What a Fit with Wiley and da-da-da. All these names, as a kid, and writing them down. And, I found some beautiful names, Dakota's still probably my favorite at the moment. Dakota Wiley, I could call her Cody. You know what I'm saying? I just think that's fire. But I found a bunch of other beautiful names. I was salty. I was salty, y'all. I ain't gonna hold you. I was so fucking salty. For like, I think we did it, like we went to like the ultrasound place on like a Thursday or something like that. And the fucking gender reveal was like on a Saturday. So I drove to Indiana, got the fireworks. So y'all know me. I told the lady behind the register, like, yeah, it's a gender reveal. This is the gender. You know what I'm saying? Can I also have like a neutral color? Like a color that's gonna throw it off. And you know what's funny? The video to this gender reveal is still the first thing in my phone. I got new phones since then. Wait, a couple new phones. But this video is still number one priority in my phone. Oh, let me see. Maybe y'all could like hear the excitement in this video. But I got to the store and the lady was like, you know, you don't know what it is. Well, congratulations and da da da. And I'm sitting there mad in the motherfucker. I'm sitting there knowing this little booger nose little boy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was fortunate with whatever, as long as it was a healthy child, that's really all that mattered most, you know. But, yeah, I was salty though. So I ended up buying two boxes. I bought the blue box and I bought like a silver box. One that motherfuckers that I would pop. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, I wanted people to be upset with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I'm built this way. I just wanted everybody to be like, you know. But here's the audio. I don't know if you can hear it. Let's check it out. You might hear it. Y'all hear it? Bunch of people. Her family, my family. That's my little brother and my nephew and shit. So like, look. We was excited than a motherfucker. But I just knew it was going to be like a dud. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hear him yelling, team boy? Everybody like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if the audio actually came through. But if it did, if it didn't, it was just a bunch of like, bro, it was a good moment, good time. You know what I'm saying? Even though I was having a boy, I was still like, in the mind, like, you know, a healthy child is all that matter. I just never saw myself having a little boy ever. And like, I gotta be like one of the roughest daddies with this dude. Like, I beat him up constantly. I'm probably worse on my nephew. My nephew's a little older and all we do is fight. Like, he just run in the room and hit me in the nuts and shit, you know? But if you know me, to know me is to know I love children. Like, I am a true advocate of like, the children are our future. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even do it because they're our future. I do it because, like, you know, they're innocent. That youth is where you still have that imagination, where you still have that dream to be a fighter, a police officer. Like on Logan's field trip today, I was asking him, what you want to be when you grow up? He told my ass, a police officer. He said, and this is what he said, his exact words. He said, so if anybody mess with my daddy, I'm going to lock him up. That's exactly what he said as we sitting there eating our lunch at the table. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will always go above and beyond for mine. It's just who I am. It's just what I do. But yeah, I thought I would have a girl. My whole life I envisioned to have a girl. But let me tell you why. See, the thing about it is, I was truly under the impression that like having a girl would be good to her. Like most, I'm not gonna say all, most men want mini me's so they can see this carbon copy of themselves. Me personally, I wanted to see a carbon copy of who I was in love with. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. I wanted to see a carbon copy of my best friend. I wanted to see a carbon copy of, I wanted two of them motherfuckers. You telling me I could love her this hard and then boom, okay, cool. Give me another one. Give me three more if you got to. And I'm going to love them all the same way. I always envision myself being like Kobe Bryant. Girl dad of the year. That's just what I envision. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Miss Wiley, I pray to God when we get like engaged, I'm just letting you know, I'm shooting the club up immediately. So, you know, if you ain't really, you know, ready for that, don't say yes on the engagement because I'm shooting the club up immediately. You know what I'm saying? We better have our wedding within 9 months. So you like, you ain't swole in a dress. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. Me and Miss Wiley might have to talk about that. But I've always envisioned myself with a big family, a huge family. You know what I'm saying? Like multiple. So when I'm old and like gray, they gonna love me like unconditionally. Like, I'm going to be Papa Wiley. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to be like the coolest granddaddy on the yard. Yes, I envision myself showing up to my daughter's school, like in my Nike Tech, and all her friends like, yo, daddy's so fine. Yeah, that's what the epitome of fine was for me, until it became like when women say like, oh, he 90s fine. I think that's a hell of a compliment too. But like for your daughter's friends, see, if your daughter's friends like, girl, your daddy ugly as hell, you got a problem on your hands. If your daughter's friends ain't looking at you like, you know what I'm saying, these younger ladies looking at Idris Elba, you know what I'm saying, I don't even want that energy. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's what it was. I just wanted to show up picking my baby up, and them thinking she got the coolest daddy in school. But, you know, it's still remotely close. Everybody be like, it's Logan's dad. Logan's dad this. Logan's dad looking at me. I was like, looking at you. I was like, you know what I'm saying? I see you. And they was on the bus earlier today. Like, he's gonna be my partner next time. He's going to be my partner next time. I'm like, I'll be everybody's partner next time. You know what I'm saying? Because I really try to engage with the children. Like, if you know me, I'm big on children for real. All me and Logan do around the house is fucking play Mario, play Roblox, do some homework. You know what I'm saying? It's always group activities. It's always, I try to never like leave my baby feeling like his daddy ain't present. You know, I was sitting on a bus today thinking like, I hope he remembers that his daddy was on all these field trips. I hope he remembers that his daddy was here. His daddy was potent. His daddy was present, you know, because there's nothing bigger than that. But let me tell you about this daughter. So let's just call her Dakota Wiley for the sake of the conversation. So Miss Dakota was supposed to be like a little like carbon copy of this woman that I fell in love with. I always wanted that for myself. Call it selfish, call it greedy, but it was a bunch of more reasons. Let me tell you another one. I feel like the presence of a father in a little girl's life can be monumental to who she becomes, to how she see herself and her self-assurance and her self-value and that self-doubt. Like, you can alleviate all self-doubt. I feel like if your daddy treats you like a princess, you'll let no man come into your life and treat you anything less. You understand what I'm saying? If your daddy made sure you already had this, this, and that, you're not impressed by a nigga who can only give you this, this, and that. You can actually meet a man or meet a young boy and find qualities in him that you actually genuinely like. Instead of, you know, doing it how this generation is sought to do it and only fucking care for materialistic objects. I feel like to have a father that's present and active and concerned, and I'm trying to be at every parent-teacher conference. I be on the phone with Logan teacher, like, you know, we talking over these details about how Logan can improve. Like, that's happened. You know, I'm present in class. I'm making sure my baby eat in the morning. I'm making sure, you know, the necessaries are taken care of, because to me, that's what it's about, you know? And just for a little girl to have a father figure, like, in this generation, in this day and age, I meet so many people who like, yeah, my dad just wasn't there. So many women, like, I'm going to tell y'all how this actual podcast, well, this let me getting things off my chest actually came about. It was actually an accident. I was dating some woman who told me before we ever started dating, she said, I'm a little indecisive about men. She said, because I've never met a man. There hasn't been a man in my life to show me any type of consistency, any type of fluidity with their words and their actions. And I told her, this is exactly what I told her. I said, well, you know, if you're a little indecisive about men, dating me may not be the best thing for you. Because I am not only a different, I like to label myself as a different kind of man. I'm also a very self-aware man. And I have a keen ability to help you see yourself. And if a lot of these things you're not ready to see, you know, I look like the bad guy. Or it could also be the fact that you may not believe my word is genuine in me actually speaking these words to you because you've never experienced it genuinely. If you don't know how to love a man, loving a man is going to seem complex when it does come along. And I think that was really, you know, the problem. But I was giving this young lady advice after we stopped dating, and we had only went on one date, which is, we're going to say one and a half, you know, but I was giving this young lady advice about you having to take that moment out to heal and do that self-work so you're not reflecting those past traumas on a good person. So you're not reflecting those past traumas on someone who may be good for you. So, you know, all I did was take the same little conversation I gave her and I put it online. So if you go back to the very first video, there was no let me get this off my chest. I think I said I just want to put this out here. You know, there's a young man getting himself together for you. And from that perspective, I was speaking on myself. I was speaking of myself because I had been through so much. I knew I was healing for Mrs. Wiley so I could speak it. You understand what I'm saying? I knew I was healing for that future. For not even MRS Wiley, MS Wiley. Miss, the one that come from me. You get what I'm saying? The one that I birthed into the world. I was healing for her as well. I'm healing for her as well still, because healing is a forever journey. But I was doing it for her as well. So when I got online and gave that advice, and then that shit hit like 300,000 the next day, I was in awe. I'm like, damn, you know, I really thought this was like common sense shit. I really thought that, you know, everybody kind of had this idea that, you know, fixing me is going to fix the relationships that come in my life. And it wasn't that. You know, so, but to take it back, for that young woman to have an active father, to have a father who was available emotionally, that's the thing. You can even have a present dad, but if he's not available emotionally, it doesn't really do anything for you growing up as a woman. It doesn't really do anything for you learning as a woman. You being able to self-heal like Wolverine did, you know what I'm saying? You got to have that ability in you. But the thing about it is everything in this life is taught. Everything. Whether it's taught through experience or it's taught through somebody telling it to you. If you don't know how, you won't know how. If you don't learn how, you won't know how. And from when I was in third grade, like young, I'm talking about young, I already knew what I wanted to bring into this world and what effect it would have on that young lady. I knew this then. I swear to you. I was like super prevalent about it. And I had a bunch of names. Like I love the name Naomi. I love the name Naomi Wiley. Oh, that sounds so cute. Like I told you, Dakota Wiley. What other names did I have for a young lady? It was really between Naomi and Dakota for me. If I had an opportunity. But even with the birth of my son, we had agreed that if it was a girl, I had got the name the girl. But that's how bad I wanted the girl. Don't get me wrong. Please don't take from this that I was mad that I had a little boy, because I love my son to the moon and back. And he knows this. Because who else am I going to sit and play Mario with? But understand, if I wasn't playing Mario, I'd be right there playing Barbie. I'd be right there. I would have been right at that Barbie movie. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's what an active father does. An active father tries. Not for him, but for that child. Hell yeah. Like I said in the video before, I'll fuck a daddy-daughter dance up. I'll be in that movie. I don't even know too many moves, but I'll be in that bitch. You feel what I'm saying? Like, anything for my baby. Anything to help her feel like a princess right out of that book. So she don't go around expecting it from the world. You don't have to expect it from the world. You know your daddy's going to give it to you. And any man that's not willing to give it to you just doesn't live up to the standards. It's a standard here, mama. It's a standard here. If they don't live up, they don't live up. They don't measure up, they don't measure up. You understand what I'm saying? I see people always be like, you know, it's so much harder to raise a girl. And I'm sure, you know, you got to deal with probably a few more emotions. But the thing about it is I was willing to take on a job. As an emotionally available man, I wanted the job. Sign me up. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You know, I even told my grandma, like, grandma, this is definitely a girl. I know I'm having a girl. For sure. I was wrong. So grandma, listen. Don't call me out that I was wrong. They know I was wrong. I was salty. But I swear to you, when I get in that next relationship, and it's healthy, and it's healed and it's progressive, it's pushing forward. What they say? I'm trying to think of a good one. We gonna do that motherfucking fuck. I can't think of no sex songs. I ain't got one in my head. Probably because I'm sitting there talking about children and shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's just what I want out of life. If I fall in love, I would love to have a duplicate of that. Because Logan is just like a me all the way through. He got the same little temper tantrums I had when I was his age. He got the same little, you know, I'm a cuddler, man. I just want to be able to cuddle with my little family. You know, the one I created, and just like be in that space. I want my daughter to like appreciate matching outfits with her dad and her mom, you know? I want Logan to know, like, Logan be treating my ass. I ain't gonna lie to you. He told my ass, get a girlfriend. He ain't trying to hear it. And, you know, that's cool. Because it was funny, like, Logan didn't want me to have a girlfriend at first, but now he like, you know, he need a brother. And he always say brother, but if I get another little boy, Miss Wiley, we running it back. 9 months in, we 18 months pregnant. We running it back. I don't give a damn. I don't care. Because I will not feel fulfilled on this planet until I have you a girl. Until I get a little girl. You know? Until I get, like, that little girl I could just... She ain't never coming off my hip. I'm talking about we glued. Y'all see me and Logan? Logan's always on the hip. Me and Logan still cuddle. You know, we was cuddling with Yoshi, like... I don't know why you want to bring Yoshi in on our cuddling session, but, you know, like, I don't know. I just take it very, very seriously. I think parenting is one of the... So I just want to, you know, salute all of the great parents out there. There's a ton of great parents. I be seeing so many people. I'm going to bring some parents on a podcast. I'm going to bring some of my favorite parents on so y'all can actually hear them speak. And we're going to call that episode Letter to My Best Friend. And, I'm gonna do a deeper dive on Logan so y'all can actually understand this little guy. But shout out to all them parents, because being a parent is not an easy thing. But you know what I told myself when I was young? I want all of parenting. I want to change Pampers. I want to cook for my baby. I want to go on field trips. I want to get the report cards. I want to just be present. Just be active. Just be there. I want all aspects of parenting. I want to accept the Christmas, and you got to make sure you buy batteries. I don't really like, you know, having to put all the toys together just so they never play with them again. That aspect kind of sucks, but the enthusiasm they open these presents with, not when they won, because they won and like smaller than that, they just like push the paper around. They don't even care what's in it. They don't care. They're going to take the shiniest thing they see on the floor that day and just pick it up and run with it. But all I'm saying is, parenting is like, that's why people ask me, like, what's my non-negotiable? You have to be a good parent. I can't date nobody I don't feel like will be a good mother. If you don't have a genuine love for what you've created, I can't do it. I'm also one of them parents who believe my child will always have a place to stay as long as I have a place to live. My child could be 50 and I could be 70. When Logan's 50, I'll be like 73, 72, something like that. 73. But, you know, he always gonna have a place to live if his pops here. Always. I don't give a fuck. But that's why I work. That's why I do, you know, as much as I do and try to fill up the schedule, because my future is big. Not for me, but for the love I have to, you know, garner, generate, sustain. I've learned that through all of this, you have to be present in love, present in showing your face, present in caring. I talk to my son like he is I've always talked to my son just like this, like a grown little guy. And he's talked back to me the same way. He's so smart. And I know, you know, to have a daughter, my heart is just going to be fulfilled. And yes, fuck it. Yes, I have baby fever. Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure I do. Don't y'all try to make me feel bad for, you know, wanting a, no, don't make, uh-uh. Yeah, I got baby fever. So what? So what? You know, I was on a field trip looking at the little kids like, you know, oh, y'all so cute, so sweet, you know what I'm saying? That I can't wait to have my own little Miss Wiley running around. That's funny that would be her name, but that's hilarious. I've actually never, like, put that in perspective. Like, she would technically be Miss Wiley, too, but I've never actually put that into perspective. But I don't know. I'm fortunate. I'm blessed to be on a path to work towards that. Like, life can't seem dim to me because I know that's coming. I know marriage is coming. I know engagement is coming. I know buying a house with my significant other is coming. I know I want to build one and write our favorite scripture on a wall, on the wood, and then put the house around it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to say Dimitri and Mrs. Blank, you know, blank Mrs. Dimitri Wiley, blank Mrs., you know what I'm saying, Wiley. And it's going to say, plus Logan, and if a child isn't born yet, it's going to say, and all we have to come, and all the love we have to come. You know, like, I look forward to that. And that alone will never have me out here sad. That alone will never have me out here like, that's how I was able to beat depression. To think of what life is going to be like one day, I'm excited as fuck. Just to know that little girl is still gone, yeah, hell yeah. I'm excited as fuck for that. I'm going to be the most active father you've ever seen. You know, I can't wait. And I don't really care about the image of it. I don't really care about how it looks. I don't care if I'm a, man, I will put, if my daughter tell me put on a motherfucking tutu and come to school with her because she want to wear a tutu, God damn it, I'm in a tutu. I'm in a tutu throwing up gang sign. No. I'm in a tutu. You know. You got to do what you got to do for your baby. And I always will. They always going to know. If nobody loved me right, daddy loved me. If mama didn't know what the fuck she was doing, daddy sure did. Daddy was here. Daddy was active. Daddy was present. And to me, being present is one of the best things you can ever do for any child. All I'm saying is life itself is going to be so much more bright when that comes along. Let's say by then I'm like touring the world doing something. Hopefully music. But if I'm touring the world for music, I want my family there with me the whole time. I want Miss Wiley, and I want the little Wileys with me the whole time. However much I can, because, you know, Logan and me, 50-50 custody and stuff, you know. But, you know, however we can make it work. And, you know, that was actually a big thing I thought about. Like, if I was to ever have another kid and I was present in that household, would Logan feel like disassociated because he's only there 50% of the time? That weighed heavy on my heart when, like, that split first happened. You know? But I'm not even going to think about it. I let it go. I let the thought go. And I said, as long as you're a present father like you need to be, like you've always been, everything going to work out perfectly. Everything going to be smooth. Right? Because you smooth. No. Everything going to be smooth because it's supposed to be smooth. And I don't know, man. I look at everybody with their beautiful families and congratulations. Congratulations. I'm 27. I have a 4-year-old who's soon to be 5 this year. Miss Wiley, if we don't bump into each other soon, you know, hey, we're going to have to figure something out, girl. Because I want it. I'm ready for it. And we're going to make it happen, you know. But no, I've always wanted a daughter for those reasons, just to provide something to her that this world can never take away from her. That's what it is. That's how you say it. And don't get me wrong, I love my son. I want more children. I want more. If I get a daughter, I want another son. Then I want another daughter. Then I want another. Now, if I get twins, okay, boom, we just knocked it out the park. We don't even need no more. But, you know, I pray to God I get to have that. I pray to God it's for me. Because God know my heart. God know I want that. But I promise you, I've only ever wanted a daughter to fall in love twice. I didn't know it was possible to fall in love with a little boy until the day I touched him. The day I picked him up, that man hit my arms. I said, oh, my God. I said, I will fight the world to make sure this boy is okay. And I will always do that forever and a day for anything that I love. So, you know, if you took anything away from this podcast today, hey, big on parenting. And I hope each and every person out there is the same way. Be big on parenting. Make it happen for them kids. If you can't make it happen for nothing else, make it happen for them babies, because they didn't ask to be here. You know what you used to tell your mama? I ain't asked to be here, man. Fuck. I ain't even asked to be here. You had me. Same thing you used to tell your mama? Yeah, think about it with them kids. They didn't ask to be here. So be there for them. Constantly. Always. And, you know, one day my daughter might be able to sit up and watch this. We'll see how long YouTube keep this up. But if you keep it up for about 12 years, she can maybe watch it when she like, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, some shit like that. Yeah, I said 10. Hey, listen, I'm trying to get cracking on that Miss and on that little Wiley, you know? So Miss Wiley, Big Wiley, come on. Stop fucking around, girl. You playing too much. That's the problem. You're playing too much. Damn. But no, what can I say? Merchandise constantly being shipped out. Thank you to everybody who went to DimitriWiley.com/shop and ordered some merch. I got a new product coming out. It's going to be available for pre-order. I like this one. I designed them all myself, so, you know, we cooking. What else can I tell you? I'm working on a show soon, and I'd love to know how you guys feel about this down in the comment section. The show itself, I don't know if you guys ever heard of R&B Only, but I be getting on TikTok, and all I do is run through the hits, sing the hits. It's going to be a big-ass party, and at the end of the party, for the last hour, I'm going to perform, and I'm going to do my songs. But that party is going to be for, like, the first two and a half hours. We're going to be playing nothing but the motherfucking hits. I'm going to be like, anybody got anything to say? I'm going to be like, DJ, anybody got something to say? I'm going to ask them, can we talk real quick? Can we talk for a minute? Girl, I want... You know what I'm saying? Like, something like that. And it's going to be a fucking ball, though. You know, it's going to be drinking. It's going to be a bar. It's going to be food. It's going to be just a good-ass time, and I get to perform at the end. Y'all let me know if that's how y'all want that show to be structured, because I'm working on it for March. Then I'm working on another one for June and my birthday. I'm trying to make this year crack, y'all. I'm trying to do some shit. Just tell me y'all got my back and all I'm trying to do, and I'm going to make it happen. I was also talking about a Lost Lovers trip. You know what I'm saying? We all meet in like the same like state, go to like a cabin thing or something, and we gone. You know, but it's so much beautiful things going on. I'm excited about it all, and I appreciate y'all for being part of it all. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I cannot express what you guys have done for me, the joy y'all done for me. Like, I posted a picture, and y'all made me think I was cute. Like, huh? Not that little insecure boy that, not he think he handsome now. Not they calling him 90s fine. Hold on now. You know what I'm saying? So thank you guys for the confidence. Thank you guys for the reassurance that me being myself is enough. I'm working on some music. Debating on if I should call it More for Less Volume 3 or not, but that's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling More for Less Volume 3, so I think that's what it's going to be. What else can I tell you guys? Stay beautiful. Stay yourself. Protect your heart, and peace out.